I play Playo Wednesday night.
So tonight I'm going to discuss Hilchos Kiddush Shabbos morning. Sure, it's been spoken about before, so we'll try and clarify just a few halachos. The Shabbos morning is like you all know, it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa, it's been d'rabbanan, and the reason why some of the according to the Sefer, the reason why it's called Kiddush Rabbah is Roshon Sagi Na, which is opposite effect, because Etzem Kiddush D'Oraisa is only Friday night. Shabbos morning is not the right, so we're still calling Kiddush Rabbah to show that it still has a Chashivas. When Chazal made the Chiyuv, then they obviously wanted to find the Pasuk Asmachta, to learn to have on the Pasuk of Zohar, it's Yoyim HaShabbos HaKalchoy. Why do they say Zohar as Yoyim HaShabbos HaKalchoy? Why cannot you say Zohar as HaShabbos HaKalchoy? Why does it actually want Yoyim? The Chazal teach you that even by day, and Yom HaShabbos also a Chiyuv Kiddush. What is the whole Chiyuv of Kiddush? The Chiyuv is, like the Mechaber Sefer Torah says, Yivorach Aliyayim Boyer Priyagofen. Yeah? You don't have to, the whole Alkei Berach and the Shomri, we'll see in a minute where it comes from, but the Chiyuv of Kiddush Shabbos morning is only Boyer Priyagofen. Now, I'm sure lots of you have a minute to say, stop Alkei Berach or Shomri, who where to start from? Zochoy.
Shomri.
Okay. So Mishabri says, yesh nehagim this, yesh nehagim that. And even some people start just from Alkei Berach. And Mishabri says, ba'al hakmi stop from middle of Pasuk. But the Hanukkah of the Rechaim needs to do it, stop from Alkei Berach. And in the Kit Maria, brings down from lots of previous places can they start from Alkei Berach. And how to get around the Mishnah Berurah, because they learn that you don't mean to say a pasuk, they mean to just say I'm making Kiddush. And by saying Alkei Berach, I'm saying I'm about to make Kiddush, and then Boi Prakofa, which is a Kiddush. They don't mean to say, I'm not saying in the Drosh, I'm not saying Adam Hashem. I don't mean to say a pasuk. I can't say half a pasuk when I'm trying to say half a pasuk. I'm just bringing it as a this is my Kiddush, that's how to get around Mishnah Berurah. Aruch HaShulchan, he brings across the post before the war. He says that he saw Gedolei Olam and didn't say a word before Boi Prayagofen. He came home, Kiddush was Boi Prayagofen, finished. Chaznish, same thing. He also didn't say anything. Talmud Moshe Sternbuch, and he deals with obviously Chaznish, but he, what does he do? He doesn't want the Olam to think that Mishomri and Zohar is part of the Kiddush and will have shyness. Mishomri and Miss Zohar and Mayotza says the whole thing quietly. And then when he comes to Boi Prayagofen, that's something he says loud. So he wants Mayotza the Minhag to say the Psukim beforehand. But in order that people should understand what Kiddush is, he says it very quietly, no one should hear. And then Boi Prayagofen, he says loud because that is the Chiyuv Kiddush.
Other women
on the Chiyuv Kiddush.
And Shabbos day, if there's only one person in the house and the father goes away and the man's on the house on his own, is it actually Kiddush on his own? Am I allowed to make for that person? Because I haven't got a mother in the house, could I make on his behalf?
If he hasn't been noticing,
yeah, make. Can I make for my sister? Is that allowed or not?
Or they can be made for themselves.
They haven't said any brokers yet.
So if they haven't said broken, we'll get them. We'll hopefully get them. If they haven't said broken, we'll not get them finished yet.
Sorry,
I'm asking. No, perfect. Moshe, you're A1. Now, standing and sitting, what is the halacha? So Shachu brings down from the Bikyos Bechidah, now Pita Bola, meant to sit down for Kiddush Shabbos morning. But like everything, in the Kit Moriach, he brings down from the Siddur of Shapsi, wherever it's obviously a freely the Siddur, that he meant to say standing up. Some people sit down like my Zayder, Blai used to sit down, used to say Mishomri and Zohar standing, and then Alkei Berach would sit down. So before I learned Halacha, I used to think that he's this half Kiddush standing up, half Kiddush sitting down. But once I learned Halacha, he didn't half stand up, half sit down, he sat down for Kiddush. Because the bird broke off and there's Kiddush. So looking beforehand, or just a nice thing to say.
Why did he stand up like that? He could have
stood up.
That
was
later.
Does it apply to the boy
that would
have done?
I'm not sure. We need to get all the shirt and all the water. So, what you meant to drink for Kiddush, yeah?
Grape juice.
Very good, well, this is spot on. So, Shavno says me, Vorach and a Yain, very proud of him. Yeah? That's it. But if there's no wine available, then you can move on to beer or anything else. Besides for water, any which is Hamam Medina, which is the accepted drink in the country. So here, Shavnov says that if you haven't got wine, you can move straight on to Hamam Medina. In the little Shabbos, what do you pass on Friday night if you haven't got grape juice? What do you do?
Chalos.
You make chalos. Why here is Shavnov jumping straight to Hamam Medina? Why not say chalos? Why should I go straight to the Chalas? So the Rosh then on Friday night makes a chiluk the what? That if we said before that Kiddush Shabbos day is what? Just the bracha. So if I would come Shabbos morning home, I had no grape juice at home, and I said, "Kid, we moved to my Chalas, broke that Shabbos came here, but I'm much like my Lawrence." Would anyone at home realize I made Kiddush? No.
No, why
didn't
you ask the
gentleman? Well, on Friday night, because I've got a chiyuv to say by a chili and a brocha while shaking the shuni, so it's roots of body. So even if I'm making my bread on my challahs on Friday night, let everyone know that I'm in Kiddush on my challahs. Whereas if I, Shabbos morning, I go straight to my challahs, because I haven't got any pesukim beforehand, to the Rosh, that it's better going to Hamam Medina, and at least someone will see, okay, he came home, he made a shakim on his bed, which was a Kiddush, and then he moved on to Challah. That's why Shabbos day, we prefer Hamam Medina over Challah, because there will be Nikah at least that I've made.
Well, how is the Nikah with the Shakam?
There's something. Why do you make this book of Shakam?
But
then we just say, put Mahamud Shakam on Lawrence and my Challah. So
first of all, you say Al Kaber, you have shame.
You don't need to. So therefore, if you have wine, obviously it's better with wine. So the Mishnah, if you haven't got wine, then all wine more expensive. In those days, obviously, wine was much wasn't so common. So there was sometimes wine was just even for one a case of wine was. The expense came into the equation because it wasn't so easy to buy. So then we can move on to whiskey. Yeah? So then we should be a very nice
community. Is whiskey with the
other? What?
Is whiskey with the other?
We get to that point right now. Sanan person this morning. Someone came over to me this morning and said, I see you speaking about Kiddush, what are you speaking about? So I said, why whiskey? So he said to me, yeah, I want sauce on making Kiddush on whiskey. And I told him it's being made on. And then the person got upset with me, this is what he was telling me. So I told him, right in the show. He goes, well, you're not asking me to call us? I said, no. We'll see in a minute. So, Mr. Brewer said, if you don't have whiskey, if you're having whiskey, you said to Mr. Brewer, you have to have a choice. Royal reviews. I mean, normal reviews, which is Kamosha, 860C, Chaznisha, 150 mil. So most of us can't...
No samples?
No.
No sample?
Just a shot.
What a sample?
A shot glass.
No samples to show us?
A place that I bought Becher in. No, so 860cc is a small Becher, bigger than a shot glass, and if you want to go to Chaznisha, 150, it's a proper Becher. So, most of us can't pound a whiskey like that. So Mr. Bruce says, if you want to go with whiskey, you have to have a share of beers. And a Shai Chiba, also on the page, also brings down news that the minhag was whiskey. He says also you have to have a beer. So how do we get around this issue?
Is it
Roy
of that, or is it the whole bigger than the whole chamber?
We'll get there.
Is the whole whiskey?
So if someone eats or drinks less than a share, normally, any a biscuit, a drink, what? Yeah. Do you make it by the coffee, yes or no?
Yes,
no. There you go, yeah? You always make a brocha beforehand because you don't have to steal any food from Hashem without a brocha. Yeah. But afterwards, because I don't know if you can be a brocha on a brocha koina, and we have a share or a verse or desires of food. Yes? Says the Taz.
Says the Taz
in some ratios that very nice to have this club, it has to be a verse or desires. But when it comes to whiskey, the Taz, not the Derek, drink whiskey or a verse, and the Derek is just drinking a shot glass. So the Taz, whiskey is the old one out, and therefore whiskey, even in a small share, you can make both of flushes. And that's how you drink it. Yeah? That's just bear this in mind. Now there's a different shofar that says, when it comes to a, if a person drinks wine, how much does he have to have to make a brocha koyim? So Machlokes is showing in between share kezias or ravias. Yeah? And so the Mechaber ought not to get into Machlokes, he should either have less than a kezias or more than a ravias. And therefore, you won't make a brocha koyim online, or you always will make a brocha koyim on a la defen on wine. Now, we all know, I think this is what you said before, Roy Ravias is very nice, I'll be Yotza, the Kosha Brocha, with the Kiddush on the Havdalah. I won't be able to make, I won't be able to bench Ala Geffen on the Roy Ravias. Yeah, that's right, says the Mechaber, talking about Hitler's Kosha Brocha on Brokers and Mosin. Now, if you have any choice, very nice of Yotza choice by having Roy Ravias, if you want to be able to make Ala Geffen, they have to have the whole Ravias. Yeah? Why am I bringing that in? So says the Mordechai Avraham over there, don't come and tell me that whiskey is different, like some people say, without any names mentioned. Yeah? And well, but therefore, even on less than the Ravias, I should be able to make it more in the Foshas. We don't find that Chazal made differences between drinks. What's the Rai of the Mordechai Avraham? In old days, wine wasn't like it is today. You used to have to put water into wine to make it less strong. So he says you don't find in Chazal that if the wine was stronger, and it automatically if you drink less, that the shear is smaller, or if it's a very weak wine, the shear is bigger. Chazal says the reverse, no matter how strong the wine is. So that's what we know. The whiskey is no difference. And you have to have a reverse. Yeah? We have a Chalukah's house and one of Rome, whether you have to have a reverse by whiskey or not reverse by whiskey.
It wasn't drinkable, Master. If you didn't make a sweet of wine in the old days of the wines, you couldn't drink it.
It would be like
a whiskey.
Yeah,
you couldn't drink it.
Yeah, but you don't find a stronger wine than a weaker wine. That's around the one of Rome.
Master, it wasn't drinkable.
Yeah, but if you added water, but not as much, so it's a stronger wine.
Ah, it's a bit stronger.
Mugnavom, the
Ruiz,
you mean only for
Bonifosius,
not for the
Kiddush and Skuddish
or
Glass or not? Yes, we'll see, one second, yeah? So that's what we have at Lucas, Taz and Mugnavom, yeah? So Laluka, Mr. Breer takes on, and it's a Negev practically for coffee drinkers, Negev either every 15 minutes or every hour or whatever, the coffee time of day. How long does it take to drink a coffee?
5 minutes,
6 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, so it depends on how it is and how quickly you're drinking it. Now, in the same applicus, you have the same thing that in order to make a brother flushes, you have to have a reverse in or Bechdesh Dias reverse, which is two swallows, or Bedi'eret tells 6 minutes. So if you haven't coffee that's more than 6 minutes long, it means you haven't had a reverse in that shit, then you shouldn't be able to make a brother flushes. Tell me, Mr. Brewer. Now, if a person has a coffee for more than 6 minutes, no brother flushes. Comes on Rav Osner, Shevet HaLevi, he says that what he saw all the rabbis make brother flushes on coffees. Why? Because Cain Hu Derech Oilam. This is how you drink coffee. So what's the Machlokes here? Mishra Briya and Shevet HaLevi, the Machlokes has a Mugna Avraham. Yeah? Mishra Briya goes with the Mugna Avraham, that there's no chiddush between different drinks. And the Taz, and the Shevet HaLevi, he brings down the Taz, that if this is a derech how to drink it, you should be Yotza. The Malsham, Posek Akron, yeah, Bajan Aruv, he says clearly, Hey Lefona Tamil Koch Mazokan, that he was by the Heiliger Ropshitzer, and the Ropshitzer had grapes on the table, and he told his Talmud to make Kiddush on a shot glass of whiskey. Why? Kedei Lahoyros Halokha Latamidim. teach them halacha now what? We pass it like the Taz, and now that you make kiddush on whiskey, lechachila, with a shot glass, yeah? This is the Masham bringing out from the Halakha Rav Shitzer. And he says, and he also, v'chein hua nufanai, the Halakha Lublina, also made kiddush on a shot glass, on whiskey, and it was lechachila. So you have Masham, says, bring down clearly from Gedoy Le'olam, lechachila, to make kiddush on whiskey, on a shot glass, and he made bro nefoshes because this is how...
You have to drink in the shot.
What?
You can't drink a drop, you have to drink...
He said even
so
if
you drink... Why would normal to drink on a shot glass? What?
You're saying even if you drink a drop?
Yeah, it can't be a drop, because Epis... The normal way to drink...
Yeah. Not the whole lot.
So why don't you do the whole lot?
Hey, you know, to drink the whole lot.
That's why you need the little shea on the hand cup. You ever seen someone that's saying, you know, this is a hand cup too small, too big?
Normal
time
glass. You fill it up, you
didn't
have to drink
that. What's a shame of a normal time glass? Isn't a shame. It's a bit small, but
there's
no shame.
Whatever you drink is fine.
That's it. Because of no shame, then if this is a normal way to drink it, then that's the yoga catch. So that's my focus. So yes, back to my conversation this morning with this Hoshavina that told me that this other person who was giving a mustache, the one that made Kiddush, a whiskey. I'm telling you, if we make our lashitas, we're not making lashitas. I told him, if you bench on coffee after 6 minutes, which do you? So he goes, Mark, he doesn't. But he agreed that you're doing brother Foshas after 6 minutes. I said, if you're going with that, it's the same makalikas, and it's the same colour to make a kiddush on whiskey and make brother Foshas afterwards. Can you 2 more minutes? Why don't you hold on? Kiddush Mokim Sida, yeah? If we have time to say in 2 minutes. Kiddush Mokim Sida should have long said that it was Kiddush, like a day to go to Kiddush, it has to be Kiddush Mokim Sida. You have to hear Kiddush. We're listening in Vine Street, the Moral says, in Vine Street, and it's being told, the Moral says that make Kiddush in Shul Friday night. Why? And you're not Yotze. The Moral says that the people that go home and eat at home are not Yotze. Why? They're not Yotze Kiddush Mokim Sida. Very nice to have Kiddush. They didn't eat there, so why did they make Kiddush in the shul? Because of the oak and the guests. So, halacha, if you hear Kiddush in the shul and you don't eat mazonis, the share of kezias, or don't drink rubius wine, grape juice, then you're not used to Kiddush. Now, if you're eating in the shul, I'm not talking about al-mikra, that's a whole separate shmiz. Talking about stand, but you're used to Kiddush. You have Kiddush in the shul, you eat kezias of mazonis, or drink wine, grape juice, and you're used to. And welcome when you go home, you have to make a new Kiddush?
Yes. Some people do, some people don't.
Yes. So,
I do.
I don't.
So the goal, no, so the Mordon Avraham says that, because in Shulchan Aruch, there's no sefer that says, if you eat mazonis, you go to Kiddush. So it says, if you eat kezias, you go to, yeah? So the Mordon Avraham, that if I can eat a revius wine, the mazonis, the kezias, is more kosher than wine, and if I'm yotze with my mazonis, Mordon Avraham. Obviously brought down halacha. Now, the goal in Master Rav, he held that Kiddush Mokim Sida means only at home. You can't make mazonis in shul, you're not yotze Kiddush. So the field goal, the person made Kiddush in shul and is not eating there, right, he's not yotze Kiddush, yeah? So it's a Moshe Sternbuch. Obviously, he lived in Israel, I think he's an Einikel of the God. So he wants to go with the God, and he brings down the six Rishonim that help also that Kiddush has to be Mokim Sida. So he says the very nice, we go to Israel, and then when he came home, he was always makpe to make Kiddush home again to Yotze, six Rishonim that help Kiddush has to be Mokim Sida. And the God has got an interesting thing, that why do we say that by making Kiddush a second time, why is that not showing that my first Kiddush was nothing? And if my first Kiddush was nothing, then when I eat mazonis, half an hour goes also without Kiddush. Yeah? What's the answer?
It wasn't Kiddush, but now you've got
to know how you
Kiddush when you get home.
That's why basically I was saying. Basically, it was a Kiddush. Yeah, it wasn't a Kiddush, it was a Kiddush. And I mean, as Chumra, Yotze Kiddush Mokim Sida, make another Kiddush home. Skoya.
Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya. Skoya